vintage upholstery.
Woo-hoo! What a day it's going to be!
He sat down, much to the driver's relief, and turned to face me.
This is it, John,
he said breathlessly, sweeping his hair from his face.
This is the day.
I pressed the stop button and lowered the camera.
Are you sure you're doing the right thing?
He hesitated, using one hand to shield his face from the sunlight, then nodded.
Yeah, the compass says so.
Afraid to show my emotion to my best friend, I turned away from him and looked out over the other side of the flyover.
Below us, in a tennis court, a perfectly synchronized group of old ladies stood on one leg as part of their morning Tai Chi class, like a well-groomed flock of grey-haired flamingos. My head turned slowly, pretending to be interested in the display, as we sped past one group and then another, before they were replaced by another blinding skyscraper and I turned back.
You'd better have this then, I said, reaching into my jacket pocket and pulling out the little mahogany box. The sunlight caught its brass corners and made them wink.
Even though you can't remember who was number two, I'm going to let you have it. But don't open it until I...